And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Jill to join me on today's show. Now, you don't know Jill, but I've met Jill. I've gotten to know Jill over time, and here's what I know about Jill. First of all, she's just a solid 100% all-around great person. When you get to know her, you're going to find out she's a warm person. She's got a zest for life. She loves other people. She likes doing the things that she likes doing in life. And at one point, she had a retirement problem. When she recognized that she had a retirement problem, she decided to do something about it. So 5 years ago, she became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, here's the neat thing about Jill that you don't know about Jill, but I know everything about what Jill did right after she joined. Not only did she join, but 1 month later, she was buying her first investment asset. I think that's a pretty good result when you consider the fact that she didn't know anything about real estate. She didn't have any proper education. Nobody sat her down and explained how real estate works to her. But along the way, she figured out that real estate was the vehicle that she needed to pursue in order to accomplish her retirement dreams. And she turned to Lifestyles Unlimited to get that education. She also turned to Lifestyles Unlimited to get mentoring and to learn how to build her team. And basically, just, well, let's just call it what it is. She really just wanted a roadmap that she could follow that made sense, that got her the results she was looking for. So what has she been doing ever since she joined Lifestyles Unlimited? Well, she's been buying real estate, and we're going to get into her story today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Jill onto the show. You're going to meet her. You're going to understand that she is exactly what I described her as. And more importantly, she is taking a hold of her retirement destiny, and she is changing it with one asset at a time. So with no further ado, Jill, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm great, Al. How are you?
I got a big smile on my face. You know, you want to know why I got a big smile on my face?
No, tell me why.
Because I'm going to get all kinds of really good information out of you that the audience is going to benefit from, and we're going to help other people. How does that make you feel?
It's great. I'm looking forward to it.
Is that something that is a natural thing to you? Do you like helping other people?
Yes, I actually do.
And did you find that when you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you got that in return?
Everyone is an open book in Lifestyles. And I mean, you ask and they answer and then some. So, yeah, you learn by experience that everyone's so willing to give and to show you. And you end up doing the same thing.
So in 2020, How did you figure out that you had a retirement problem? What caused you to stop and take notice?
The fact that I had been laid off 4 times from my previous construction job. I was like, I need something with stability. I need a constant cash flow and not jumping around from job to job.
So when you discovered Lifestyles Unlimited, did you find us on the radio? Did you find us on the internet? Did somebody tell you about us?
Yeah. The single family renter, Isaac Martinez, I was friends with him on Facebook and friends with his wife, Carolina Martinez, which is my high school friend. And she posted up a whole rant about how great Lifestyle was and her cash out of pocket and the rehabs and this and that. And she had pictures and all that. So I sent her a message. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she told me the Lifestyle story, and I did my own research, and I joined. I was like, if it's going good for them 5 years later, why can't it do the same for me?
Now, if I remember correctly, you joined when we were smack dab in the middle of a pandemic. Do I have that right?
Correct. I joined August 2020.
And there are people listening to you that that are thinking that you've lost your mind. You lost it in August of 2020 to join a real estate investing organization like Lifestyles Unlimited in the middle of a pandemic. And they would think that you have still lost your mind. But you and I know differently, do we not?
Yes, we do. I mean, I had gotten my last layoff in November 2019. That's when I got a job with Lowe's as a part-timer. I was like, I'm going to study for my own GC license. And in January of 2020, the world shut down because we were in the middle of COVID. And I got stuck at Lowe's because I wasn't going anywhere. I couldn't take any classes. I couldn't get a job. I was like, all right, I'll just wait this out. How bad can it be? Yeah, August, but by that summer, I was losing my mind. And that's when I had seen Carolina's post. And I was like, anything to get me out of here. And since it was pretty legit, I had every resource I could look into Lifestyles, make sure I wasn't throwing my money away. I had you guys checked out by the NSA and everything. And you guys were legit. So I joined. I watched all the classes, took all the steps needed to buy my first single family. And a month later, I was like, all right, I just held my breath and jumped in.
So Jill, let's get into the investments that you have made. Let's talk about those real estate assets. And there's no better one to start with than the very first one you bought. And I think it's amazing that you joined in August of 2020 in the middle of a pandemic, did all of the education, learned everything you needed to learn, received mentorship, and literally in the next month, you were buying your first single family asset. Did you think that that was the result you were going to get, or was that the plan the whole time?
No, I mean, I was pretty determined. I was like, once you invest that kind of money in it, I'm like, I need to get done because I wasn't going to pay all that money and just sit on it and waste it, basically. I was like, I watched all my classes. I got everything I needed to do, and I found a realtor who was a family friend, and he said, you want to try this one? I was like, all right, the numbers. I presented it to Joe Flores and to Isaac, and they gave me the thumbs up. And I, like I said earlier, I was like, I just held my breath and I jumped right in, and it paid off.
Now you live in Florida, right?
Yeah.
You live in the southern part of Florida. Is that correct?
I live in Miami.
Okay, that's very southern Florida, right?
Yes.
Where's this investment property at?
In Ocala, Florida, which is about 4.5 hours north of me.
4.5 hours. That's a pretty big commute. I mean, do you go there every day to check on that property?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because, I mean, first of all, it was new construction, but if I would have followed the Lifestyle timeline, I'd get everything fixed. And that way, your residents don't have a reason to complain and call you back and be like, hey, this is not working, that's not working, this is leaking. You don't have to worry about it. All you have to worry about is make sure you get paid every month.
So is this asset still in your possession?
Yeah.
Do you recall what this asset is producing in the form of monthly cash flow?
It's getting me about $800 a month.
Well, I think the phone broke on us there. Can you say that number again?
About $800 a month.
I heard you say $800 a month. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
You know, that sounds like a home run deal.
Yeah, definitely.
did you capture any equity in that property?
Since I ended up buying it literally in the middle of the pandemic, in the middle of COVID, I can sell it for about double for what it's worth now than what I bought it for.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's doubled.
So in a four-year period, you've doubled the equity value, or the total value, I should say, of the property, which gives you an additional 50% equity position across the total value. I probably just confused you. I think I just confused me and the entire audience. What I'm trying to say is that was a really good buy, and even though you didn't find a physically distressed property, you found a different type of distressed property that was trying to be sold as new in a pandemic when nobody was going around, but all of a sudden you showed up and you found that asset. So tell me, what was it about that asset that made you decide that that was going to be the first one that goes into your portfolio?
It was in the middle of nowhere. I was a little skeptical about who would rent it because I was like, it's new construction and new construction was going up in the area. But I was like, there's nothing out here. It's just desolate grass and trees. It's in the middle of Ocala where there's nothing out there. But
so why did you buy out there?
Because the construction was going up and my realtor told me the land was being developed. Maybe not at the place I wanted it to be, but it was going to be developed. I was like, okay, I'll trust you on this one. And lo and behold, right now there's so much houses and businesses going up. He was right.
So you bought an asset that was in the path of development that was technically a distressed asset because they were having trouble trying to sell it in a pandemic. Yeah. You saw the value because you had members of your team advising you on what the potential of that property was. And because you put people on your team that you trust, you valued what they told you. So you bought the property and now you're getting a home run result. I think that's pretty good for your first deal, Jill, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
So you bought the first one. You got a really great result. What happened with property? Did you buy, you obviously bought property number two because I know you've got more than one property. So what did you do for property number two?
Property number two, the same contractor was building. He had a couple of houses that were open. This was 8 months later. My realtor was like, are you interested? I was like, definitely, let's go for it. So I got another one from the same builder 8 months later, so literally during COVID still. And that one's producing great income also. I'm making about $650 on that one.
$650 per month cash flow?
Yeah.
Wow. And what did that one do? Is that one doubled in price too?
It's about $80,000 more I can sell it for.
So the equity's gone up $80,000 just based on natural appreciation.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. I'm going to call this one a triple. Are you okay with that? Or do you think it's a home run?
No. The first one was a home run, definitely.
Okay.
This one is a triple.
Okay, we'll call this one a triple, which I still think is awesome. All right,
yeah.
So there's more. There's more real estate, right? I mean, we're not done talking about real estate because there's property number three, right?
Right.
What did you buy for property number three?
That one, I ended up buying a triplex. It's in Mount Dora, Florida. That one was from 1940, so it's not new. I didn't have to really do any rehabbing to it. It was all rented out. Actually, when I bought it, it was already cash flowing from day one. And I put in the offer, and out of all the other offers the guy had, he picked mine.
Sweet. So now we've got asset number three. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about what that triplex did for her. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I am joined by Jill, and together we are working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so by understanding what Jill has done to change the trajectory of her life. Now, as we went to commercial break, we discovered that she bought not only one asset, but a second asset in the middle of the pandemic, that she trusted people that were on her team that gave her advice, and that trust paid off. And then she found a triplex. What's a triplex? Well, a triplex is merely a single family asset that has three living spaces in it. She found the triplex. It was kind of turnkey. It was turnkey, was it not, Jill?
Yeah.
Okay. So turnkey means it was pretty much ready to go. Whoever owned it either had rehabbed it or they had taken good care of the property so that when you bought it, you didn't really find anything wrong with it, did you?
No, at all.
You didn't find anything?
Nope.
Wow.
And all the units were rented out and I was just collecting money from day one.
So what is that asset? You still have that asset, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What does that triplex produce in the form of cash flow? Do you know off the top of your head?
I am pocketing about $2,300 a month.
Wait a minute. These numbers are getting, you know, there isn't anything bigger than a home run. You know that, right?
You're right.
Okay. Well, I guess there's a grand slam. There is a grand slam. Yeah, Rick's whispering in my ear. He's going, dude, get your baseball analogies correct. This is a grand slam. She's telling you it's a grand slam. $2,300. So, wow, you are on to something, my friend. You are definitely on to something. When you're getting literally $767 per unit in cash flow on these assets, this is really cool. How's this one done as far as equity? Is it grown also?
I bought it for $435, and I can, according to my realtor, sell it for $535.
So that's like an extra $100,000 that's gone up in value.
Pretty much.
And how long have you owned that one?
A little less than 2 years.
That's like $50,000 a year you're making.
I'm doing nothing.
You're doing nothing. For hanging out and talking to me on a radio show. You're making $50,000 a year on that property. Just doing what Lifestyles Unlimited taught you to do? That is an amazing result, Jill. You know, you're slaying it. I mean, if we were fighting dragons, the dragons are all being slayed right now by you. Not me, by you. This is cool. Now, you want to talk about property number four?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a single family house.
Okay.
It's also in Ocala. That one was a probate house. So I had to wait a little bit until it got out of the courts. But it was a grandma and grandpa owned house. They passed away, and the house was left to their only daughter in the will. She didn't want it because she already owned her own house, has her own family. So she ended up selling it for what they bought it for in 1995.
What?
They bought it. Yeah. They bought it for $200,000. It's about $50,000-$60,000 more now. So I think it's grown a lot, but considering I haven't even owned it a year, that's a good amount of money.
Yeah, is this one producing cash flow for you too?
$675 a month.
Good grief, girl.
Yeah.
You know, you're blowing holes on everything that I tell people on this radio show. I always tell them, look for deals that produce $200 to $600 in cash flow, and you're not doing that. You realize that. You're not following my advice.
I'm doing a lot better.
Yeah, you are doing a lot better. So good on you. Good on you. All right. Now, there's a fifth asset, right? What's going on with property number five?
I just got it December 2024. So they started rehabbing it January 6, 2025. Right now, it's almost done. It should be done by this weekend, if not by next week. And then I can rent it out. But I have my yard sign. The property's up for rent on Zillow. I'm not waiting.
What do you think your cash flow is projected to be on this asset?
This one will probably be another $800 property.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm thinking I need to buy property in a place different than where I currently own some of my properties, because I think you're onto something.
I'm very happy because considering this is not the pandemic and I can still make that kind of money, that's a good sign.
That's amazing. And what I love is you've approached your assets in a different way for each particular property that you bought? I mean, the first one, the first one's always your first one. It's always the most difficult one. It's the one you're most concerned about. It's the one you rip all your nails off your fingers with your teeth, right? Because you're worried about it. And you got your mentor on speed dial and they're saying, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And in the back of your mind, you're going, it's not going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. And at the end of the day, when the dust all settles, it was better than okay, right? I mean, that's kind of how it all works, huh? And then you get to property number two, and it's an easier event. And then you get to property number three, and it's like, okay, that was easy breezy. And then you get to four and five, and it's kind of like, yeah, we're on cruise control right now. I mean, you are technically on cruise control, are you not?
Literally
on cruise control. I think that is a great way to be when you're a real estate investor, because what it means is you've dialed in everything that you need to understand. You've built your team, you've got your mentor support, and you are repurposing money into assets that are producing amazing results for you. Now I'm going to embarrass you a little bit on this show. Are you okay with being embarrassed just a little bit?
Sure.
Okay. So I added up all your cash flow, and I included what your projected cash flow will be for this fifth asset. And I came up with a pretty impressive number. I came up with $5,225 per month in passive income. That's income you're receiving every month off of these five assets that you're not going to work for anymore. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Now, at that last place that you worked at, did you make this kind of money, this same kind of money, or even more money, going to work every day for 8 or more hours per day? Did you make this kind of money at that last job?
Not that much. And this is a lot better because I don't have to go to work to get double the money I was making.
I'm sitting back and I'm just blown away at your results. I mean, did you when you went through the 2-day financial freedom seminar, did you think in your wildest dreams that you would be getting these kind of results?
I wasn't. It wasn't even an inkling in my mind. I was going off of what everyone else said, $200 to $500. I was like, that's not bad, but I need a lot of houses to make the income I was making when I was working construction. But I was like, all right, this will take a while. Here we are 4 years later, and I've passed it.
I would submit to you that you have a ton of experience. I mean, you've purchased some new construction properties. You're in the process of rehabbing some older property. You rehabbed some other stuff. You found some turnkey, what I like to call fake multifamily, which is really just single family that happens to be a triplex. And you know the area where you're invested in, and that area is giving you the type of results that you're looking for. As a matter of fact, they're giving you even better results than I would look for if I were looking. So as soon as this radio show gets out, fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members are going to want to meet you, because they want to know how you're getting these great results. They want to know if that area is all mined out. They want to know if there's room for them. What would you tell a Lifestyles, let's just pretend I'm a Lifestyles Unlimited member because I just happen to be one. What if I were to ask you that question? What could you tell me about that area that would help me understand it and possibly make me want to invest maybe alongside of you?
Florida is a great state in general to invest in. It's a red state just like Texas. There's no state income tax. Central is prime real estate because the hurricanes don't really hit it, as opposed to the coast that is ridiculously expensive, not only in Miami, but all over Florida. And that's it. I mean, there's plenty of construction going up because everyone wants to live down here.
So you're sensing the high growth factor of the area. You're looking at assets that are giving you great indications that they will cash flow for you, that they'll provide equity capture, they'll give you the opportunity for natural appreciation. You get all the tax benefits as a real estate investor. So you've found an area that in my opinion, if I were looking in that area, I would probably give you a call and I would pick your brain for a few minutes, just if you would allow me to do that, because I do kind of consider you an expert in the area, because you're not only sophisticated, you're experienced. And that to me is very, very important, especially if I'm thinking about going into a new area that I don't know anything about. Kind of like you did when you decided to buy that first asset, what, 4.5 hours away from where you live?
Yeah.
Now thinking back on that, did you have any regrets on that very first asset? In other words, did you have any buyer's remorse, or did you think after you acquired the asset that maybe it was the wrong thing to do?
None at all. I mean, I didn't 100% follow the lifestyle model because I didn't buy something I needed to rehab right away. I bought new construction, my first two properties, primarily because I was scared, I'm not going to lie, of how that whole thing went. I still had a little reserve, so I bought new construction just because everything's set. All you have to do is put a renter in there. And after I got my confidence built up, and I'm like, this isn't that bad, then I kept going. But it was that first initial, the shock factor that what's going on here when you put down that much money and you're closing your first house. And it's just a very nerve-wracking feeling.
Where did the money come from to invest in these properties?
I had a lot of money saved up from my job. So once COVID hit, I was like, what do I do with all this? Because I needed somewhere to invest my money into and not in the bank, because everything was closing down. And real estate just made sense at the time because it gives you your money back, basically.
What does the future hold? I mean, are you still on a buying streak? Do you have more money to deploy, or have you used up all your available money currently?
I don't have any liquid money per se. No, at least not enough to buy another property. But I do want to sell that triplex this year, possibly a house if I need to. And I want to jump into 100% multifamily, maybe a little 6 to 8 unit apartment somewhere again in Central Florida. I've been looking in. Let's see what bites.
Wow, a 6-plex or an 8-plex or maybe a 10-plex. I mean, all things are possible. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it all depends on the location and the numbers.
Now, are you working with the same mentor to work on the multifamily side, or are you working with a different mentor?
No, a different mentor, because Lifestyles has single-family mentors and multifamily mentors. So I jump ship, and now I'm dealing with both single family in case I have any questions, and I'm starting with a multifamily mentor.
How much time are you spending with these mentors? I mean, you're going over to their house, you're spending the entire day there, you're having lunch with them. How long is a typical mentoring session last?
No, I mean, it's just a quick phone call. If I have any questions, they answer, or they give me pointers. I mean, anywhere from like 5 minutes or 20 minutes or maybe more. It depends on if you have that much stuff to talk about, but I just give them a quick phone call. I mean, other than Expo, I haven't really spent time with them.
Now, you're currently working part-time, which is a benefit of all the cash flow that you're earning from your properties, but it's kind of a burden too, because you have to keep that part-time job in order to get the type of debt that you're wanting to put on the assets. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Had you looked into DSCR loans?
I have. And the company I'm rehabbing myself, Capital Concept has got me the hard money loan that I needed to fix up the house. And I'm actually in the process of, when this property closes, hopefully at the end of the week or maybe next week, refinancing into a DSCR loan because I can't go conventional anymore.
You know what I think you just told me?
What?
That you're going to be completely real estate retired in a couple of months.
Yeah, next time I talk to you, I'll be that. When I go to Expo, actually.
Oh, yeah, you're going to Expo?
Yep. I'll be there.
What's your favorite thing about Expo?
I want to say all the networking. Put a face to the name. Everyone's an open book, and you just get to learn so many things. I haven't gone to one Expo without learning something.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And the audience, we probably ought to tell them when it is. It's going to be May 7th through the 10th in Irving, Texas, at the Irving Convention Center in Los Colinas, which is midway between Dallas and Fort Worth and just adjacent to the two major metropolitan areas that are there. And if the members of the audience would like to get signed up for the expo, they want to come be a part of what we do, and they get a chance to meet me, they get a chance to meet you, what they can do is they can text the word EXPO, E-X-P-O, to 88007. That's EXPO to 88007. And what that will do is that will give them an opportunity to get signed up for the expo event. And then more importantly, there's a promo code nested in there. I'll just tell you what it is. It's radio. If you use the promo code of radio at checkout, it's going to take $100 off of whatever package you select. Now, I will tell you, some of the packages are already gone. So if you're planning on coming to Expo and meeting us, you need to get registered right away. Text EXPO to 88007. You know, Jill, it's the end of the show, and I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your not-so-busy day, because we just established that you're almost 100% real estate retired. But more importantly, I want to thank you for sharing your insight, your wisdom, and I'm sure what you shared has made a difference in somebody's life. If you want to do what Jill's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, or sign up for the expo, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.